as my shield. Because my shield, when I try and put it up, is like a weak force field.
Barely. Meaning your own shield?
Yeah.
Okay.
But when I have the power of Christ in me, all things are possible.
Okay.
And that's what it says in the Bible, and believing and having faith in that, seeing the fruit of it evident in my life, going from, you know, 2007, 2008, and 2009, number one female ranked bowl champion for World Cup skateboarding.
Yeah.
And then 2010, kind of took a break, 2011, 2012, 13, 14, started coming back. 15, I took an overall again.
Yeah.
And then 16, 17 have been kind of rocky for me.
Okay.
It's been rough.
Okay.
Staying on my own two feet, trying to continue just skateboarding and focusing on my career being solely 100% skateboarding.
Okay.
And based around that. So if I get a job, it's going to be at a skate shop.
Okay.
Or helping somebody in skateboarding.
Okay.
Or somebody that appreciates skateboarding the way that I do.
Mm-hmm.
At least.
Right.
You know?
When did skateboarding become, or did it for you become like this? When did you realize you were in love with it? Or are you that type of person? Some people, they think a skateboard is almost like
love.
A sacred thing. Like it's like a thing they can go to and, you know, it's like almost like a refuge almost for certain people.
You
are you that way?
You have to be careful that you don't turn skateboarding into your God.
Don't you think some people feel that way?
Yeah, totally. It does take over your life, and there's a healthy balance of that.
So you try to keep a balance with that?
Yeah, definitely, because I saw how it could be an obsession.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's an addictive...
Masochistic.
How does that play in, masochism?
Self-harm.
So they like falling or what?
Basically, getting off, to put the 80s air parentheses around that, on actually brutalizing yourself.
Wow.
Slamming, bleeding.
And enjoying
gore, bloods, guts.
What's the payoff in
that? I mean, look at the old Bones Brigade's videos.
I didn't see a lot of those.
Peralta's all skeletons and dead things.
What does that mean? Why is that associated with...
They're killing trees.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm sorry to connect the dots on that one for y'all, but I think there's a better way.
Mm-hmm.
There's life, and I'm not saying the way that I'm doing things is any better by throwing my signature on a piece of wood and shellacking it.
Mm-hmm.
But
so you think the wood is a destructive thing? The fact that they're this Canadian maple and
I don't think it's destructive, but I think that the images that they put on the skateboards has a lot because that's a piece of life.
Oh, okay, what that represents.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, that came from a tree.
Right.
That came from something that was
oh,
alive,
so they're
like
disrespecting
you and me.
The
you're basically
object.
Organ doning.
Mm-hmm. It was alive.
Yeah.
And they're sort of what? You're saying they're sort of defacing it by putting
the graphics on there and not thinking about the piece of wood.
Mm.
And just trying to individualize that organ for somebody instead of respecting the root. And there are some companies, actually, like Element, and I forget right now. I can only think of Element.
Yeah.
But they actually did respect the elements
That's
of nature.
I've never thought about that aspect of it.
Yeah, I mean...
How long have you been thinking about things like that? That's pretty
my whole life.
Sensitive, you know?
I'm a Native American.
Okay.
So, I mean, I'm not full-blooded Native American. I only have a little percentage in me.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, loving God and having a relationship with the Creator, knowing the Spirit, these things are revealed.
Okay.
And it's not my own understanding, but things that have been shown to me.
Okay.
Seeing how people react, not just taking my own little picture, but actually, like, stripping that ego on that statement and being like, there's a whole world out there. Little Ellie, she loves that tree, and she sat there holding that tree. And little did she know that tree would one day be my skateboard.
Yes.
And now that little Ellie's tree is my skateboard, I'm going to be as respectful of that as possible.
Okay.
And yeah, I love destroying boards, but is there a better way to say that? Yes, I love enjoying my board to the fullest until it's completely ridden.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I know it's time to put this in a safe place.
Mm-hmm. No, I've never heard it put that way. I've never thought about
it. I don't think
that.
People
I've never thought about
really
graphics on a board, and that it's wood. That was alive at one
and
time.
Maybe that's why skateboarding means so much to me,
mm-hmm.
and why when I go out to a contest, I'm bawling my eyes out and have to keep my sunglasses on because I'm crying,
mm-hmm.
because it's just an emotional thing. It's now where before it was like, yeah, competition. I'm going to go out there, shred. I'm go in, go out, take names, all these quotes that I've been told,
mm-hmm.
you know, feeling very masculine and almost brutish, and now being feminine and realizing, oh my gosh, Mother Earth.
Mm. So the nurturing
part.
I am
a part of you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I need to help. I need to do something. Mm-hmm. I need to, like, what's all this hoopla around, you know, the remembrance of things,
mm.
and where did you get that from, and why was that root there, and where is the root of the, you know, architecture and the mm-hmm. mathematics and the people that invented those mathematics centuries, and you know the history, the timeline, the work, the countless numbers of lives that are priceless, that were, you know, all of it. And now we're in the Olympics. That's a level.
Yeah.
That's the top of the top.
Mm-hmm.
You're like putting yourself on Forbes status there if you
okay.
make it.
Okay.
And that's putting an if around it.
Okay.
That discourages little girls from feeling like they can believe in themselves to actually get there.
It's interesting. How so? How does it discourage?
If.
The if part.
It's a negative word.
Yes. Stressful and...
They do it. I hear Neil Hendricks on the microphone, and he's just like, oh, Dwayne Peters out there. And you know what I did? I turned around in the middle of the arena, on stage, in my field. Same as him. My peer now. And yeah, I go up like, whew.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So he calls me Dwayne Peters.
Why did he do
the
that?
The female Dwayne Peters.
Oh, the female Dwayne Peters.
I mean, no disrespect to Dwayne Peters,
sure.
but we all know. If you skateboard, he's a gnarly guy.
Yeah.
Just because I have tattoos.
Mm-hmm. So visually.
So you're mm-hmm. judging the outer cover of a book and putting that out there on the mic? No wonder nobody wants to listen to you.
Mm-hmm.
No wonder I turn down the volume and turn up my music and cheer on my boys when they're riding. And I'm not there, and it's out of country because my email got hacked.
Mm.
And I could have been there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't.
Right.
I was there in spirit, mm-hmm. watching
right.
all of them because I know them.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
Regulating, mounting up for skateboarding
mm-hmm.
in the name of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
The same way Christian Isoy has, the same way Lonnie Hiramoto has, the same way that Jay Adams did, the same way Dave Hackett,
mm-hmm.
you know? There's all of the legends in our forefathers of skateboarding have gone a certain direction and way, and the most successful ones are believers of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
That is a common factor.
Right.
And when you look at the average of success in skateboarding
mm-hmm.
without the Olympics.
Without the Olympics, right. Do you think that, two questions. One is girls, female skateboarding, is it different than male skateboarding? Or is it the same? That's the first question.
Both?
It's both.
same? Tough word. Both? Yes, to explain in detail. I mean, physically.
Okay.
One, simply, two, and emotionally, whole other ball game. Oh,
tell me how that is.
Ah, the dudes are so cool. You could go to a skate session with the guys.
Okay.
Or the men, the males, and it's just good vibes. Everybody's shredding. You don't have to worry about what you say. Mm-hmm. Nobody's going to be fazed by it. They're all on their boards.
Mm-hmm.
The girls, oh, if you say the wrong thing, they could be thinking about their bra size.
Mm. Really?
Like,
that is different.
So, before Christ, am I a B cup? Are you talking about my breast or are you talking about Christ? You're like, oh, Lord.
So you have to be really careful about what you say.
There's a mix-up right now. It's, yeah, and especially with the younger girls. I mean, older girls are women. They know how to handle themselves. Younger girls are delicate flowers.
Okay.
And as gnarly as they are because of the thorns that they've had put on them as their armor, they're still beautiful flowers.
Okay.
You know, or there's protection. There needs to be.
Okay.
Because there are predators out there,
right,
on the mics and looking through the lenses, or, mm-hmm, you know,
mm-hmm,
you've had to see it. You could shoot them for yourself with your camera and be like, ha, oh, candid. Check out this look of the moment.
Right, sure.
You know, so it's all a matter of, like, and that mental, that, you know, one language and different language and speaking English and all of that. I mean, I don't think the dudes are out there thinking about all of that on their boards, and that's why there's mothers and aunts and uncles and people there to be the eyes behind your back,
yeah,
or, you know, in the back of your head, mm-hmm, so to speak, that way to keep you solid.
Right.
Where women are really, I think, more thoughtful of, oh my gosh, the color pattern. That is so tacky.
Okay, so critical, possibly?
Yeah. Look at the way that her pants are pulled up and how it just, that's just not class.
They're thinking that kind of, see, because I'm a guy, so I don't really understand.
Maybe yeah, you want to try and start wearing something that covers your flesh a little more in the areas that you don't want the boys to see. Because we want to keep a level of secrecy.
Okay.
Make sure that, you know what you're doing.
Do girls do that? I always thought girls dress that way because that's just the way they dress.
Well, there was this whole weird thing in girls skateboarding of, like, cookie cutter, everybody dresses in boys' clothes.
Okay.
Be the difference. I'm a girl, I can do what I want.
Okay.
To, oh my gosh, I'm a female, I want to respect my body. At the same time, be classy about it.
Okay.
And realizing, oh, I got punk rock and I showed too much.
Okay.
Because I was fearless and I was like, whatever, my body's my body. God gave me what he gave me. I'm going to, mm-hmm, shake what my mama gave me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm,
just listening to the radio, like, all right, mm-hmm, going with the flow, thinking that I was walking with God in some sort of way when really I was walking away from God.
Okay.
And listening to the enemy, realizing, oh wow, now I look like this.
Okay.
And people speak of me like this. I don't look like this, but this is how people speak of the way that I look when dressing like this.
Okay,
now I can address that issue and correct myself in my future.
Was that your intention when you dressed a certain way? Was it your intention to be negative, or was it just the way you dressed?
I was dressing in a way that I thought was cute, punk rock.
Like age appropriate?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What chicks at the shows were wearing. It's basically a show at these events.
Do you think about that?
Putting on a
show. Because guys obviously don't. Guys think about that?
With my stage name, Jules Lynn.
Yeah.
That's not my real name. That's not who I really am.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm sitting here with you in my house and we're doing this interview,
yeah,
if you caught me at the skate park, I might be like, ah, oh, blah, 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 mm-hmm, you know?
Part of that act.
J to the U to the L to the Z, oh, mm-hmm, like, give, mm-hmm, you some sort of stage.
So it's entertainment to some level.
Exactly.
Okay.
I'm not going to let you know what type of plants I have on my kitchen table.
That's privacy.
And how I brush my teeth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right.
But you could maybe figure that out by looking at my bathroom door. Right. Because you're here.
Right.
But I trust you in my home.
Right.
And your body is your home. You want these dudes that you don't trust eyeballing you up?
Mm.
Nice race car pants.
Mm-hmm.
Are you way too young for that?
Mm-hmm.
Is your mother thinking about the predators that she's allowing in her daughter's life?
Mm.
Or is she thinking more about the money, the image, the fame, the name, the pleasing so-and-so? Little birdie says this, little birdie says that. Mm-hmm. Get your own freaking originality for once.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, but what I've been seeing in some of the lives of my girls,
yeah,
I call them my girls.
So this is like your peers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though we compete against each other, we should be uplifting each other. We should be encouraging each other. Just because you tell somebody how to do an indie air, it's like leading a horse to water. You can't force it. You cannot force it to drink. I cannot force you to land that indie air.
Mm-hmm.
I can give you the energy
mm-hmm.
to work with,
mm-hmm.
to help you and encourage you and uplift you and get you out there to go do it, because I want to see the level progress. Mm-hmm. Because I know that's good for the whole. I'm not out there trying to stop anybody, hinder anybody. I turned Tony Hawk's deal down.
Mm.
Lizzie got it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that sounds like I have some animosity in that statement. Maybe I did.
Mm-hmm.
But now I recognize how that's better for me
mm-hmm.
because I am no way like Tony Hawk.
Okay.
If you understand what I'm saying.
I don't know him at all. So
you might have to listen to this again.
Yeah, I'll be listening to this.
What I'm saying.
1,000 times.
Yeah.
I'm a little slow. Guys are a little slower than girls, generally.
And I'm talking so fast, I'm going to listen to it probably 3 to 4 times.
Oh,
be like,
good.
Whoa.
Good.
And then 5 years down the road, I'll listen to it again and be like, I did this interview. And listen to it and be like, whoa.
Right, the stuff in there you might
all
have.
Right.
Does that happen?
Oh, man, does it happen?
It does.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's the stuff that we
it's
get.
It's heavy when, it, yeah, that that's why you start changing we're getting it. Things. You're like, all right, I'm going to try and invite somebody over to my house that I trust to do an interview with instead of just giving myself to anybody that asks because I want the exposure.
Right.
Sorry to get the Kristen Sanchez Kristen Rodriguez, Kristen Nicole.
Oh, Kristen.
What's her full name? Kristen, yeah.
Yeah.
I gave you her attitude. I always do that. She does that. Girl.
I talked to her yesterday on the telephone.
Yeah, she said that I did too.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome. She's doing good.
Yeah, she's great.
I love her.
Yeah.
Her and Tish and B.
Yeah.
They're seriously, Jay hung out with us because we're all like that down to earth, real. We get it.
I remember seeing pictures from that. You feel like talking about that? What was that like? I didn't. You know, the only thing I had with Jay was that he would put likes on some of your photos. I think yours and
put likes.
Just a few people.
Do you
know?
Remember that status that he like? Oh my God, Jay wrote on my wall.
Did he?
Yeah, and he was like, "This girl deserves to be an original Z girl."
Seriously.
Like, yeah,
what does
I still
feel like?
Have a picture of it. Like, that was a stamp of approval. Like, I'm going to get you hooked up with all my sponsors. Jules, you got to get out there. What are you doing? Calling me every day.
Wow.
Texting me. What are you doing? You better not be hanging out with that kook. Let's go skate.
Seriously?
I'm like, Jay, don't call him a kook. I love him. How could you? And at that time, I was like, no, I have to respect my man. Jay Adams, you know, you can wait. And then next thing you know, Jay's gone, and all my mans, I'm like, ooh. Jay, come back! Baby, come back!
What did that feel like to have an icon like that acknowledge you and take an interest in
your
career?
Well, I watched his movie, or not his movie, but the Hollywood movie, because of Walmart. Or no, it wasn't
How's
Walmart,
that?
Albertsons.
Okay. They had it over there or something?
$5.99
It's a deal.
For Dogtown Z-Boys.
Yeah.
And I was like, Dad, there's a skateboard on that movie. And he's like, oh, Dogtown Z-Boys, you know that cross that I have spray painted on the back wall behind our house? That's the Lords of Dogtown cross.
Right.
And I was like, whoa, no way. And so I watched it like every day. And you know my favorite growing up in Santa Ana with all the S's and Vatos around me. Like, gotta for sure is Jay. Like, so how could you?
That had to be a trip when he took an interest in your skating because that...
Well, he got out and I saw him at the GVR.
Okay.
And he had purple, weird, bleached hair.
Okay.
And all of like... scraggly, just gnarly shark eyes. Freaking crazy. And I was like, Jay, can I take your picture of you skateboarding? Everybody wants to take a picture of you with them. Like, so I didn't understand at that time people take pictures with celebrities.
Like, oh, right.
Oh, check out me with so-and-so.
People do that to you.
Yeah. And it's cool. Like, yeah, I have a picture with him. Like, oh, my gosh. Mm. Now I get it because I go out and do it myself.
Mm.
But at that time, I was, like, anti- glorifying anybody.
Okay.
So I wanted to get him in the bowl skateboarding. And he was like, all right, I'll take your picture. And I was like, no, you don't understand. I want to take a picture of you skateboarding. He's like, no, I'll take your picture skateboarding.
Wow.
Like, he understood me. We're like, wow. The whole level.
What did that feel like?
I just kind of stumped in my tracks. And then I realized my youth. I was like, all right, just give the old man what he wants. And, yeah, I did. So I skated, and for all I know, that's in his, like, files somewhere, probably on some computer that he lost or something, you know?
So that exists. You didn't get that?
No.
Oh.
I don't even know if he really took the picture. I think he did. I saw the flash.
Yeah,
it was,
that's
like,
cool.
A little
wow.
Teeny digital camera that he was carrying around with mm-hmm. him right there at that time. It was mm-hmm. like, oh. It's cool. But yeah, and then he started coming over to the house once we had the bowl with Christian because my dad would have the Bible study nights, and they were super into the word and believers, and they'd come over, and Christian Fletcher and Grayson and Nathan Groff and Arab and Arab's wife Sue. Like, you had the strong community of women of the Christian skaters group of our scene, and then we had the strong men too, and Jay was one of them coming over, and I was getting in a lot of trouble at that time. At that time, I met Christian and saw his older son, James, and he was kind of a gangster.
Okay.
And he was living in California at that time. And I told him kind of what I was going through.
Mm-hmm.
Like, dude, I don't think this is of Christ, blah, blah, blah. What do you think I should do? And he's like, yeah, I wouldn't put up with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I took the advice and was just running AWOL.
Okay.
Like, all right, I could use my skateboard to survive on the streets.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's going to mess with me if I have Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Like... what the heck was wrong with me? I put myself through so much hell doing that. Like, but it was because I couldn't really take the aggression of my dad. He had such an aggressive nature at that time before going through the parenting classes and stuff. Of like, he didn't really know, like, and me knowing was such a clash. Like, dad. And him being like, you're my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
You can't explain things to me.
Sure. Right.
And until you're 18 years old, you don't have the right to.
Mm. The legal right.
A law.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And trying to throw that back in my face. And I was just like, you know what? I forgive you, Dad. That's not of God. Jesus' love is different. And if you love Jesus like you say you do, you wouldn't treat me the way that you do in such an aggressive nature. And you're not setting an example for the other fathers coming up out there. And think about that.
Yeah.
And I don't think you think all the things that you tell me, you are guilty of yourself actually doing. And I don't know how I could be guilty of them, because I just sit here in your house and try to be as obedient as possible to you while still holding my own identity without getting lost as your daughter.
That's interesting, while still holding your own identity.
It's a tough balance, man, being human and feeling extraterrestrial.
Right.
Like this chosen person of God, and understanding things on an individual, personal relationship level with your creator, and being like, well, how do you explain that to somebody?
Mm-hmm.
So like, sorry, dad, you're not technically my dad according to the Bible, but you are my earth father eternally, and I'm struggling with this breaking free on my own and gaining my own identity.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's heavy. That's heavy. I mean, where does it go from there? Where do you think the future of this goes, this whole...
Like the,
because we've kind of gone from where before to then the middle.
Is now.
So we're in the future now. So let's. What do you predict or just feel that what's going to happen after the Olympics? I don't care who's going. I don't care who's not going. But what's going to, in the big picture,
honestly,
what's going to happen to girl skateboarding? Like, what's going to be like when I'm dead, like, you know, 30 years from now?
Well, skateboarding is going to go on. It just might evolve as everything that has value does. Your house, your land, that's life.
Regardless of who the players are.
So using common sense, I'm going to say skateboarding has its place in the future, set up no matter what. Where there's places in the Bible, I almost see visions of it.
Mm-hmm.
But that could be me speaking in a prophetic way, and I don't.
What does that mean in a prophetic?
False.
Okay. Like prophet. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm not a false prophet, man. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I've seen some things with my own eyes that help me to read, but that's leaning on my own understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what the future holds. I'm just living today, lucky to be alive tomorrow.
Okay.
So that's why the future is now, and doing this interview is heavy.
How so?
Because you're putting something out there.
Right.
Your voice is going to be heard by only God knows how many.
Yeah, I mean, do you know that you inspire a lot of people? And
yes.
I've said this to you before when I shot you, but do you really know that people, they actually make decisions in their life because of what you've done or because of some image they have of you?
Well, they make decisions because of me.
You don't think? You don't think anybody out there idolizes you? Some girl who skates and she thinks you're her favorite?
Words to be healthy. Nobody does things because of somebody else.
Okay.
They only do
explain
it
that
because
to me.
Of a vibe that it arises.
Okay.
So, why am I drawing blanks on words? There's a word that has that definition that I just posted on my Instagram using, and it's spoke of in the Bible. It's really awesome to, it's almost like, it starts with an E.
Well, talk about other things, it'll come back. If you try to think about it sometimes, that makes it never
come
back.
So I start kind
of... You don't feel that they are making decisions
because
they sort of
It's a vibe that
idolize
I
arise
you. In them, so that's the liberty of it.
Okay.
When you think about it, that's like that soul family being connected. When I'm over here doing this with you, Lizzie's probably making a giant deal with Japan.
Okay.
It's a smaller circle affecting the bigger circle. And that's how, like, the dominoes, the cookies crumble, the pieces, all those sayings, the riddles, the life, It's all just, everything is connected. It's all connected.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm living my life and I put something out there that encouraged me or inspired me,
yeah,
I know that it's going to inspire other people.
For sure. So I agree with that, yeah.
When somebody posts something online, like their food, are they going to post a picture of shitty food unless they want people to know, don't go there?
Right.
Excuse my language. Don't go there.
Right.
And then they post pictures of food that they love because, oh, it made their belly feel so good.
Right.
You want to share that. You're right. Sharing the love. Mm-hmm. Look at all the love we found.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about the loving. Let it come back to me.
Mm-hmm.
The only way you could let it come back is if you throw it.
Mm-hmm.
What goes up must come back.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know? When you think about it,
mm-hmm.
really, and be logical,
mm-hmm.
and put that intellect into it and take mm-hmm. the emotion out of it, then you're like, oh, I can have peace. No
mm-hmm.
way.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Wow. This is the most incredible feeling in my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. And, right.
Amen to that.
Right, yes. Well, I think that... I still feel that you did, that a lot of people do sort of look up to you. I hear people tell it to me.
It holds you accountable.
It's not just young people either. There's people that are the parents you're talking about, that they are a fan of you, and other skater girls are a fan of you, and, you know, they just like you for some reason. I don't know why, you know, but they do.
Like
they root for you. If you're doing a thing, they are rooting for you. They like your style.
I don't think they like it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the love. I
mm-hmm.
think they picked up on the love
mm-hmm.
and they see the light
mm-hmm.
that I have within me
mm-hmm.
and my walk of faith, of spirituality. And I think that that's what draws people towards me like moths
mm-hmm.
because I'm a light and moths always go towards the light.
Mm-hmm. That's what they're sensing. They don't know it maybe, but that's what they're...
It's kind of like being a gatekeeper.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks. I mean, the last 5 people that I met that I'm just getting to know end up dying.
Oh.
Committing suicide, or their life ends in a tragic way.
Oh.
There's been a lot of death. And it's kind of been like, all right, God, I don't mean to dim my light mm-hmm. in any way. But when I look at Chris Russell do his grinds, I have to tell him that his turquoise ring is communicating to me what his brain is thinking when he looks at people impurely.
Mm.
He's my brother.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But
what does it mean, the turquoise ring?
Turquoise is a stone of communication. That's
okay.
The Sagittarius stone, our birthstone.
Oh.
And the natives use turquoise to communicate spiritually.
I didn't know that. I'm a Sagittarius.
So you can... actually go from crown chakra to crown chakra
mm-hmm.
and create direct channels and cut them.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, and knowing that type of stuff, trying to ride your skateboard, I've been harnessing that energy
mm-hmm.
because, I mean, I asked Bob, what do? I'm trembling in my boots. I can't even ride my board.
Which Bob is this?
Burnquist.
Burnquist, okay.
And he said, you need to learn to harness your energy.
Interesting. Harness your energy. That's interesting.
And I don't even know if he knew what I was talking about, but I just kind of was like, I can't stop shaking. He said, harness your energy.
What does that mean?
You need to learn to harness your energy.
Contain it somehow, or?
It means just directing it correctly.
Okay.
So instead of getting all emotionally turned up about everything, directing that emotion back and channeling it into your board instead of to your peers or the fans or
that's interesting.
In any way.
So you had all this energy and it was kind of coming out of you.
Yeah.
He's saying put it down.
And not only that, people are putting their energy on me by being inspired by me and being like, yeah, Jules, you could take the hell that I have in my scream. Jules rules! And I'm like, that's my ex's mom's initials. Do not say that. It freaks with my brain, bro. And next thing you know, I have weird goats flying around my head instead of sheep when I try and count before sleep.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And people are getting it. Once you say it with love in a nice kind of joking, not so serious way, mm-hmm. they get it.
Mm.
You're like, oh. So you can actually, like, figure out things and be like, okay, I need to learn how to accept this, or I need to learn how to end it and slay it like a dragon in the abyss.
Mm-hmm. And you've made a decision to end it.
Well, it was finished on the cross when Jesus died.
Oh, that's what you're talking about. Okay.
You know?
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
So, and then, you know, I asked you the question about is girls skateboarding different than guys? And then, so the second question was, do guys understand girls skateboarding?
No. Do men understand their wives?
Probably, most of the time, no.
I mean, the average is no. And even when there is a yes, it's... You know,
not 100%.
It's the only reason there's a yes is to find the no. You cannot. That's why The Yes Man was a movie.
Well, why is that? Why do they not?
Because
men's, I don't want to interrupt you drinking your juice. You know, this
I'm
is
sorry.
Not a race here.
I mean, have.
We're just having a little talk.
My lips are a bit parched. So,
are you okay? Are you having fun? You're
yeah,
all right? Okay.
I'm having a wonderful time.
Okay.
I think that men and their understanding of women is like they only see what they want to believe.
Okay.
So, putting an end to that stereotype.
Which stereotype is that?
They only see what they want to believe.
Okay. So they're seeing female skateboarding, and what is it that they don't get about it? That it's just skateboarding, or they can't get past the fact that it's a female, or what?
Yeah, you said it out
it's
loud.
That. It's
you
that.
Answered your own question within the question, and it is the female.
They can't get past that.
It's like, girl's not a four-letter word. Oh yeah, you think you're doing awesome for the world, but really, Hoopla is doing better than you because they decided to put an end to this female separation. It's like segregation. Sorry.
Yes.
But that's the truth.
Yeah.
Why can't a girl enter a male competition if her level is of competitive?
It's true.
Equality.
There are some arenas, such as the Olympics, where they don't allow that. They don't allow girl ice skaters to enter male ice skater things. And
I mean, I understand that because women have a period and they could go off the deep end, and men are just skating the deep end with their nuts in their mouth, hoping not to choke on them. Excuse me. Oh, I don't know. That was just visualization there. Sorry, Danny. Waiting for lightning?
That was pretty good right
How
there.
How many times do I have to say that until somebody recognizes?
I'm glad that we're taping that because I don't.
It's on the
funny,
record.
Yeah, it's funny what you just said. It was your mind can go very fast.
Mm-hmm. Faster than I skate. That's a dangerous thing.
Why is that? Why is it dangerous?
I skate fast.
Yeah, you do, huh?
Andretti had no clue.
You do. That's one of the great things about watching you.
You could do some math.
Yeah.
Those Italians are great with math.
Well, skating fast, doesn't that keep you safe? I mean, the faster you skate, doesn't it make you stick to the wall better?
Oh, don't tell Andretti what he can do. Make you stick to the wall better.
You know, like,
are we talking about traction right now?
Centrifugal, yes. Centrifugal
force. Yes.
Right.
What is it? Opposite of B plus or minus root B squared minus 4AC all over 2A?
You know, I'm Japanese, but quadratic? I have no idea about math, you know, so.
Four wheels?
Yes, I know that much.
Oh.
I just try to keep mine on the concrete at all times, but I know that
don't
if I go.
Fib with the gnocchi. I love gnocchi, but we don't need to get that Italian now.
Is that why you skate
throw
faster?
Throw some spumoni.
Is it because you just like to go fast? Is it because is it to be safer or is it just funner faster? I don't know
oh
what you're thinking.
Oh my God! What did I just
you have
say?
This look on
it's,
your face.
It's all like ding, 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 registering with me, and I'm like, good gosh, golly by gee. Who in the world am I? My Lanta. Yeah, it's fun.
It's because it's fun.
Real fun.
The faster you go, it's funner.
No.
No.
It's more like hanging on by the seat of your pants, feeling like you're demon-possessed.
Why is that the way you... And that's why you skate? To feel that,
that
way?
That is not why I skate.
Because I was just talking about, why do you skate fast? Like, is it just your style, or is it it's funner to go fast, or is it safer
to go
fast?
Because it's easier.
It's easier. Why is it easier?
Because you can clean up after your mess when you're done.
What do you mean? What does that mean?
If you go fast, I mean, when you take your time in the kitchen and you slow cook, you get the flavor.
Okay.
Right?
That's some of the best food.
Best food.
Yeah.
When you're cooking fast, you're going to burn, not get the full cook out of things, end up with raw, half-cooked meat.
The middle's uncooked, yeah.
There's freaking grease flying everywhere. Mm-hmm. Paper towels on the ground, you have to mop. You basically have to clean your whole kitchen when you cook fast.
Cook fast, okay. Because it's so explosive. And
so unless you know what you're doing, yeah, and you're extremely experienced with cooking fast, and you're like, Mary Poppins status.
It's too bad we don't have a camera for this.
I know, right? But, yeah. It's, you know, world-class flying ace. Snoopy demonstrated with us how to be slow and just sit in your yard on your house and imagine these things and how it could go wrong.
Right.
Thank God for Charlie Brown.
But you must have always been a fast skater, because I remember when you were very young, I had a few opportunities to skate at your dad's bowl, and you would just sort of drop in during our session, and you just go so fast, and, you know, being an old man, I'm just like, God, it looks so dangerous, you know, but you seem so sure-footed. I mean, you seem so confident.
When I was 13, Christian said something about speed lines.
What does that mean?
Speed lines.
Okay. So these are lines you choose in the bowl that just work better faster. What does that mean?
Basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you can't turn too sharp because you're going to slide out. You can't. What does it mean to do? Because I'll never do that. So you have to sort
you
of.
You can see my brain starts tick, 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 gears, ding, 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 grease it up. Speed lines. It's all about going as fast as you can and staying on your board and making everything look as fluent as possible.
Okay.
So look up the definition of the word fluent and expand on that and create a 9-paragraph essay for me. And maybe the essay.
9 paragraphs. That's
essay.
That's a lot.
Tell you, I'll read it. To put it in skater speak. Oh.
You know, you're lucky in that you were raised in a skate. You had all these influences who were within
this. Until I was 11.
Skate culture, no?
Yeah.
Okay. Because there are some people who are skaters who, they were never around these legends. And even just old people that used to do it back in the day. Like, there's somebody starting today who's maybe 7. And they don't have, maybe they live somewhere where there's no, where there's not that influence, you know? You think it matters?
Yeah. But no. So what if you're like little Grom in the middle of nowhere?
Okay.
And you just had that like gift.
You just love skateboarding, but you don't know these people that
you've never seen anybody skate, you don't have the internet, you don't have skate videos, but just stumbled upon a skateboard one day.
Right.
You're like,
So they would have been,
what
you're
would
right.
you do with it?
You're right. No, you're right. They would have some.
They'd have a gift.
But you knew these guys. It's one thing to look at people on the internet.
Somebody in the skate community would pick up on it.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, this kid needs to skateboard.
Mm-hmm.
It is mandatory for him to skateboard.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason, I need to make sure that happens.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to follow him for the rest of his life to make sure that's what he does.
So somebody to help guide him.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to keep my eyes on him. Mm-hmm. Because there's something about him.
Right, he's got a thing.
What's his name? Shaun White.
Mm-hmm.
Look at what he did.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody believed in him when he was a baby in the mm-hmm. hospital, born from his mother, mm-hmm. to help his heart. He had a heart surgery.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you don't know people's stories, mm-hmm. and you're judging them,
mm-hmm.
who are you?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Probably not somebody I'd talk to.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'd talk to you just to kind of get the gears turning a little.
Yeah. Yeah.
Might sit down and have a cigarette,
mm-hmm.
even though I feel convicted about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah. That's true. Somebody would take an interest in that person. But, yeah.
I don't think that there's anybody that is on the grid that goes unnoticed if they have the gift.
Yes. These days. But we're also connected.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the population is so strong.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The way it's spoken of.
Right. Yeah.
But before we get any heavier, I think it's about lunchtime. Yeah. Don't you say we feed our
yeah,
we flesh
gotta, yes.
with some food?
Sounds good.
Soul food.
Stop this. Thank you for doing it.